Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so happy. Spring is in the air. It's warm outside. I'm loving this. This is motorcycle weather.
You know, this is amazing. You know what's funny is you were in last week and we talked about spring finally being here and, you know, it's nice. And then the next day it snowed.
It snowed, yeah.
It better not happen tomorrow.
So, you know, and we talked about people going into the mountains last week and getting stuck. I was out until midnight, night before last, rescuing some folks off of Bruin Point. There is still snow on the north-facing slopes, and some of those roads are not passable yet.
Right.
So they were stuck, and they had to walk out.
Oh, geez. Well, when you are going out and about, whether you're on your side-by-side, your four-wheeler, your truck, whatever it may be, be prepared, because down here it's beautiful, it's nice, it's 78 degrees. But when you're up in the mountains at the higher altitude, not only is there still snow, but once that sun goes down,
cold. It's
cold.
Yeah. Shorts isn't adequate when you're up there. That's cold.
Well, Sheriff, speaking of making sure that you are prepared, let's talk about being prepared a little closer to home. And I mean, at home, in your driveway.
So as it gets warmer, you'll have more activity out at night. And it's an opportunity for those that might be a bit dishonest to break into your car, and it takes less than a minute for someone to break into your car and steal whatever you have in there. About $1.26 billion a year in personal items are stolen from cars, and that equates to about 1.85 million thefts.
Wow.
So some quick things you can do is keep your car in sight. If you're staying at a motel or you're out of town or somewhere like that and you're parking in a parking lot, park where you can see your car. I even do it when I go to restaurants. Park where you can see your car. Keep an eye on your vehicle. Make sure that you're not making yourself an easy target. And that's the next thing. Don't make it easy. Make sure your doors are locked. Make sure your sunroof is closed. Make sure that you're not making it just easy for people to get in your car and take things. If you have an alarm system, activate it. If you don't, maybe look at getting an alarm system. That is a big deterrent for people breaking into your car. Hide your valuables. Make sure that you have all of your stuff stowed away before you get to where you're going and hidden. Don't leave your purse out in plain sight. Don't leave your cell phone out in plain sight. Don't leave the chargers to that stuff out in plain sight, because that's an indicator that it's there somewhere. So make sure that you don't leave that stuff out where you can see it. Make sure that you don't leave your keys easily accessible. And everyone knows to look under the visor for keys. People put their keys there or in the console or even hidden under a bumper with a hide a key. If you're going to have a hide a key, get very creative in where you put that, because the easy places, they're going to look. So make sure you don't do that. Trust your instincts. If it doesn't feel right, don't park there. And I had this happen to me at a Salt Lake Bees game. Last year, we parked in a shady area, and I felt uneasy about it the whole time. Luckily, nothing happened, but you never know. You know, just trust your instinct. And those are a few things you can do. At home, same thing. Keep your car to where you can see it from inside your house. Keep it in your garage, and then actually lock your garage, too. So those are just some basic things. But this time of year, it seems like historically this is when we'll have that happen in our area. And it'll usually happen by neighborhood.
Right.
So if your neighbors had suspicious people around, keep an eye out for that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you always say, oh, yeah, well, we live in a really gray area. That would never happen. Nobody ever has any problems where I live. Well, it could happen.
Well, and don't think for a minute that people passing through may look at this as an easy target area as well. You know, they might be on their way from Moab to the Wasatch Front and think, might be a little area here that's easy pickings.
Oh, absolutely. So always be very, very cautious. Go through the steps. Make sure your house is locked. Make sure your cars are locked. Make sure everything's put away. Don't leave valuables in your car overnight in your driveway, even if it's in your driveway. Even if you think, oh, I've got motion lights, we've got this and that. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And firearms, never leave firearms in your vehicle. It seems like that's a lot of people do that, but don't do that. And you know, it's passiveness that gets you. People think, well, I've never had to you know, hide my valuables in my car before. Well, that's...
It only takes one time.
Yeah, one time. And then you're never really the same after you've had your stuff stolen like
right.
that.
Well, Sheriff, as always, it is such a pleasure to get you into the studios to find out what is going on. I love when you throw out some tips. And it's always just a good reminder because, like you said, we all kind of get lax about these things. And then the one time that your vehicle does get broken into, you think, well, I knew better. I shouldn't have done that.
And how many times has this happened to you? You're home, you're not, you're just watching TV and you hear your dog barking and you think, I wonder what he's barking at, but you don't go check.
Right.
You know, I mean, because you get to a point where you're just passive about things. That's something to go look at. If the dog's barking, maybe you see something out there.
Right. Definitely look into that. Don't forget, you can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. There will be this interview as well as every other Castle Country focus. So head on over, check it out, castlecountryradio.com.